Apple released its new operating system for its 1 billion iPhone and iPad owners this week. iOS 9 comes with the promise that users will now be able to download ad blockers to their phone or tablet, much to the chagrin of advertisers and the content producers who rely on them for revenue. On top of that, users will notice a new app on their home screen called News. So here to explain is NPR's media correspondent, David Folkenflik. Hi there, David.
Hey, Meghna.
So first of all, set up this new news app for us. It's not the first of its kind, but how does it work?
Well, I'm always a little leery of downloading a new operating system, so I haven't done it on my own phone. I did borrow a friend.
Not an early adopter.
Well, there are glitches the first few days, the first few weeks. I like those to be ironed out before I take the time to do that. But I did borrow a friend's phone this morning, and I looked at it, and it's clean and it's sleek. And what they do is they offer you all these badges or buttons that you in within the app to say, do I want stuff from the Huffington Post? Do I want stuff from Vox? Do I want stuff from the BBC? Who do I want things from? And you handpick a bunch of them, and they keep coming at you. And then they start to provide inside a feed all these articles. Now, they don't provide all of the articles from those sources. They provide selected ones. And over time, and you can also select the kinds of subjects you want. Over time, it gets a feel of what sources you like, where you tend to read. After all, Apple gets all kinds of data and metrics on what your interests are. And it uses that to try to provide you with things that you will find compelling from those sources, about related topics, from similar kinds of sources. And it really was an elegant interface, I think.
Yeah. And so, I mean, we're just getting ever deeper into the age of personalized content. I mean, some people don't like that idea, though, saying it just, I don't want the world completely mirrored back to me in the way that I think it should be. But if you are a content producer, if you are NPR or the New York Times or a publication of any kind, what does the new app mean for you?
Well, I mean, among the things it means is that Apple is looking to be a kind of garden in which inside those confines, it wants you to find the news that you find appealing instead of going to Google News or Yahoo News, instead of going to the New York Times' homepage or its app or its front page in print. It's saying, look, it's all within your iPhone and we'll do it for you and we'll make sure you get it from a bunch of different places. That's not an entirely new concept, but, you know, it is a challenge. NPR does have a nifty app that some tens of thousands of people use called NPR One. It's still in beta testing form. And it also personalizes the kinds of content that people get. But it's a terrific little advantage. It's a combination of algorithms and human choices. But as these algorithms get stronger, a place like Apple can really decide what kinds of things are going to be shared in what way. And there's the question of the echo chamber from a journalistic standpoint and whether you're getting just like-minded material, but also the question of who controls the content and who controls the ads. And with that is the question of who controls the money.
Oh, exactly. So let's talk about the potential for ad blocking here with iOS 9. It's the first time that Apple's allowing users to download ad blocking software to its mobile devices. Again, not a first when it comes to sort of the mobile ecosystem overall. But for Apple's giant user base, that can't be good for publishers or advertisers, can it?
Well, it's the question of who you're looking at. If you're a reader, you can – I mean, some of these ads are so annoying, whether they're the ads from the actual digital publishers or the ads from advertisers that follow you around the web. I have one that's doing it from site to site to site for – I can't remember if it's floor repair or something else. It's really annoying. I went to the iTunes App Store this morning. Three of the top five apps are all ad blockers. You know, three of the top five. And they're all paid. So you're paying for the right to avoid having to pay for content in another way, which is having your eyeballs distracted for a time, for a moment, by the advertisers. That really underwrites, particularly for smaller sites, a lot of the work they do. You know, The All, which is a kind of a niche, almost artisanal journalism site that does some great stuff, had an article in recent days saying that they'd lose something like 75% to 85% of their revenue if all of their ads were to be blocked. That's a real, real threat. At the same time, you know, the ads within Apple and the ads within a similar thing within Facebook, the instant articles feature that allows publishers to publish directly through there, they do ads and they are unblockable within the confines of that walled garden. They share revenue, but they also take a big slice if there are ads that they've helped to sell.
So, David, I think you've made a really important point. I mean, if you can't block ads within Apple's own apps or on Facebook or on Google's apps, but you can elsewhere, doesn't this just further consolidate, like you were saying, the money and the power around a smaller and smaller number of platforms?
Well, it's kind of like the fight scene in Anchorman, where you have all these folks converge in a single place and they're fighting out for control of the digital publishing space. And what you're seeing are these enormous players, Google, Facebook, Apple, they all come at it from a slightly different direction, but they're converging here. And the question is, who's going to control the marketplace? And that marketplace is unlikely to be controlled by the great extent by the publishers themselves, the way that they're trying to get around it. You know, they look to inspiration from the glossy magazine world, Vanity Fair, Cosmo, Esquire, the like, where the ads are as appealing as a lot of the content. And there's this thing called sponsored content or native advertising, where it's supposed to be as appealing, as well-written or well presented as the content, the articles and pictures that are done by the journalists themselves. But in this case, this is a time where you're seeing a lot of the control being wrested away by the big digital and technical players.
NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik talking to us about Apple's new iOS 9 and ad blocking. David, thanks so much.
You bet.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. This is Here and Now.